First, a pandemic and economic collapse, then mass demonstrations over police killings and racism. In times of upheaval like this, music can be an escape, maybe a way to reflect, try to make sense of things. Well, this is what led to a new series we're launching today. We've been asking musicians to write and perform an original song for us. We're calling it the Morning Edition Song Project.
What I really wanted to do was to write a song that felt like God Bless America. But I also wanted to have a little This Land Is Your Land, too.
That is Ketch Secor. He's the lead singer of the band Old Crow Medicine Show, and he's the first guest in our series.
We, as songwriters, we gotta keep adding to the canon of songs about America, because we need to update it. These are troubling times, and we need new songs about our country to inspire unity.
When sorrows are befalling, in shadows darken her door, when the fever spreads and a silent scourge outshines the golden shore.
So this is the song Ketch wrote, Pray for America. When we approached him some weeks ago, we asked him to write a song about the pandemic. The demonstrations sparked by the police killing of George Floyd hadn't started yet. But Ketch says he hopes his song speaks to this moment as well.
America, to thee, may God's hand outreach. Lord, have mercy on America.
When you write music, you're trying to make universal statements. Great songs like Blowing in the Wind, they're not about particular vantage points. They're not about any particular side or affiliation. Great songs are there for all to enjoy and for all to see themselves in. So writing a song about COVID-19, if it's any good, it ought to be able to translate from a global pandemic to a cry for justice.
Pray for America, our promised land.
Over the past few months, Ketch saw a tornado rip through his hometown of Nashville. During the pandemic, he lost work, he saw relatives get sick. When we spoke, it was the cry for racial justice that was on Ketch's mind, and it's actually something the band has been talking about a lot. Their drummer, Jerry Pentecost, is one of the few African Americans on Nashville's mostly white country music scene, and he was with Ketch when we talked.
To me, the problem when I talk to people and I tell them what I do, I play drums in country bands, you know, like from both sides, people are like, really? You know, I don't see anything weird about it, but black and white people alike are always kind of thrown off by it or assume that I have another gig, you know, with a gospel band, that this is just like my paycheck on the side.
Jerry is also a big runner, so when a black jogger, Ahmaud Arbery, was chased by white men and fatally shot in Georgia, Jerry thought about himself.
I think it's probably the one thing that's affected me the most, because I'm an avid jogger. I've been jogging since high school. Every time I lace up my shoes and I leave the house, I give my wife a kiss goodbye, because like that could be the last time that I get to do that.
You think about that every time you put your shoes on and go running?
Every single time. And that was before this. So now it's even more present. But I'm 6'3". I'm only 150 pounds, but because I'm tall, I feel like I'm viewed as a threat. And when we walk our neighborhood, I kind of need my wife and our dog, so that way people don't think that I'm casing their houses.
I want to ask you guys about a meeting it sounds like you had, where the other members of the band, Jerry, interviewed you about race and about this moment. Can you guys take me through that? Like, whose idea was sitting down and doing that?
That was Ketch's idea, actually. Before George Floyd, I had approached him with an issue that was bothering me. It was the lack of A-list minority session players, not just black, but people of all colors and genders. And the lack of session work that comes my way, I've struggled with. And so I brought it to him, and he was like, you know, you're right, we should address it. And I feared to address it because I didn't want to be blacklisted. I didn't want people to think that, oh, he's a troublemaker. And so I sat on it for a little bit, and then George Floyd happened. You know, Ketch was like, well, why don't we sit down and like just kind of like talk about it? You know, like it might be nice just to get some of this stuff off of your chest. So I told some experiences. It was painful. They were very, very supportive. And yeah, we talked for like an hour and a half, and he was right. I had been holding on to so much from, you know, like dating girls whose fathers didn't accept me. So the girl would tell them I was gay so that we could hang out, all the way to being pulled over because I just happened to be in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time and being harassed by the cops, being arrested, you know, like being handcuffed for no reason.
Lord have mercy on America.
So Ketch, Pray for America. Can you kind of take me through the songwriting process a little, like what inspired it and what you were reaching for?
Well, David, you know, we're down here in Tennessee, and all along roadside America in the South, you'll see these signs that say Pray for America. And yet, they don't often make me feel a spirit of unity. It often feels like Pray for America because things are wrong with America that have to do with a political spectrum. And so I kind of wanted to take the page of just make it holy, just make it really asking God. So I don't know if God knows what America is, but if God does, then I hope that the Great Spirit will lay a blessing on us, man, because we need it pretty bad here in this country.
Jerry, what's on your mind as you're playing drums on this song and listening to the lyrics?
Basically, just the American dream. Who's it for? Because to me, the American dream, I'm sure mine is completely different than yours. And, you know, like I hope that we all can like land on the same page.
So after we spoke, Ketch Secor, Jerry Pentecost, and Old Crow Medicine Show performed Pray for America for us.
America, to thee, may God's hand outreach.
You can hear this full performance on Morning Edition's Facebook page or on Twitter at Morning Edition.